Welcome to this special edition of the Texans Talk Podcast. I'm Mark Lane, joined by Danny Gray, formerly of the SMU Mustangs, but it is draft weekend, so who knows where he'll go, but we'll get into that more with the man himself. Hey, Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, my man.
Yeah, hey, so here we are. I mean, we're within the 24-hour window. The thing's about to kick off. What's it been like for you in terms of, have you been just focusing on working out? Have you been getting a lot of media requests like us people? What's it been like?
I've been getting a lot of media requests, but also just been staying in the lab, making sure I'm in shape and just getting ready for the call.
Yeah. What's your draft party going to be like, if any?
It's going to be like a chill setting, like a family vibe. That's really just it.
Yeah, there was one, he's now a Pro Bowl quarterback, but he didn't have a draft party at all. In fact, he was kind of ticked when he didn't get taken on day two. So he just went fishing on day three, and then that's where they found him, was out fishing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, so you, I do have kind of a, you know, extraneous question. You were born on April 1st. Did anybody play any April Fool's jokes on you for your birthday?
A couple people did. A couple people.
Were they any memorable ones?
I can't really think of none, but a lot of people play April Fool's jokes on me. I get them almost every year.
Yeah, I would figure. It's almost like the people who are born on leap year. Just in terms of kind of the wackiness that goes on between friends and family. All right, let's go ahead and get down to football. You're projected to go third, fourth round. What would you bring to whoever picks Danny Gray?
I'm bringing elite talent, great in open space. I'm a deep threat. I can take the top off the defense. And I know for sure that I'm a great person to put up points, so. Whatever team draft me is just going to be an addition to whatever do they already have.
How important is blocking to being a receiver? Because it looks like you do that pretty well, too.
It's very important because if you don't block, you don't get the rock. So you got to look out for your teammates. And because when the quarterback is throwing the ball, the running back blocks for you. So blocking is really important for a receiver.
You also have some punt return and kickoff return ability. Do you think that that's another way that you could just stay on a team's roster throughout training camp?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
What goes in? Like, what are you thinking when the ball's in the air? Are you looking to go, or are you looking to secure the catch? Just what goes through your mind?
It's most likely to secure the catch. Make sure you secure it, and then whatever happens after that is what happens.
Yeah, because the transition part of the game, I mean, that's where a lot of the hidden yardage is found.
Yes, sir.
So your college career started off, you went to Blinn Junior College in between Austin and Houston. What did Blinn do for you in terms of, because everybody identifies you as an SMU Mustang, and rightfully so, but how much did Blinn help in the formation of who you are?
It just made me really just appreciate the little things and also never be satisfied or never get too comfortable.
What would you tell any kid in high school right now? Because a lot of it, because there's Twitter and Instagram, just all kinds of social media that other kids can see what their peers are getting in terms of, well, they got an offer from a Power Five school, or they got an offer from an SEC school, and so forth. And a lot of kids, they feel just sort of a pressure or a disappointment when they don't get those offers. And they get, and I'm not trying to put down your other alma mater, a Blinn Junior College offer. What would you tell kids about just getting offers from anywhere in general?
College ball is college football. They're going to find you wherever you at. So you go there, you take care of your business, you go ball out. everything else is going to take care of itself. The rest is history. So I would just tell those guys to always keep that mentality of hard work and never give up, and your dreams will come true one day.
So at the SMU, over the course of two seasons, you had 82 catches for 1,251 yards, 13 games. Now, it was all done in a total of 18 games, at least according to College Football Reference. So that's comparable to an NFL season. In your last year, 49 catches, 803 yards, 9 touchdowns through 10 games. What kind of clicked for you in your last year there in College Park?
It was really just whenever you touch the ball, go score. Go be you, go be great. So that's all it really was for me, was to just every time I touch the ball, just make a statement.
It's not College Park, and I used to live in Dallas-Fort Worth for a couple of years. It's Highland Park.
Yes, sir.
And what do they call SMU? It's like its own park thing or something, because they call it Park Cities.
Yeah, Park City.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so you play college ball there, and it started to click for you. Who do you watch in the NFL in terms of not so much emulation? I'm going to be that guy, but look, there's some tools out of that toolbox that I'm going to take and apply to my own.
It's a couple of guys: Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Allen Robinson. I like a little bit of Darnell Mooney's game. It's a couple of guys in the league that I could really just say Trent, like, my game can emulate.
And this may be the only time we get to ask you this, because after this weekend, you know, if you answer it, it becomes controversial. But all right, Dallas or Houston? You know, coming from Texas, I know you're a Metroplex kid, but if you could, where would you like to go?
That's a hard question. Both teams are really good, really great team. Both have great organizations. So I really don't know, but I would love to be in Houston, the city. I would love to be in Houston. Don't get me wrong, I'm a Dallas kid, but I would love to go. I would love to be in Houston.
Because you're just an hour from Galveston, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. It's the beach that did it.
Yeah. Yeah, the beach.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, it is fascinating how you get kids that go to, I mean, you spent your whole life in Dallas, and even in Texas when you went to Blinn. And now you may go two time zones away. You know, you may be so far away from where you grew up, you can't get Whataburger. I mean, this is about to be a big journey, David. So, Danny, before I go, just what is it about the NFL that you're looking forward to the most?
Me really just coming in and just making a statement, just coming in, soaking up all the information that I can from my peers, the vets in the NFL, the guys who've been in the NFL for a long time, just come in, taking in all the information and just going out there and making a statement, just earning the respect from my peers in the game, really.
No, now I really got one last one. Did you go up against Sauce Gardner?
I did my first year at SMU.
What is he like? Just how formidable is he?
He's a great defensive player. He's very aggressive, very competitive. So he has a great head on his shoulders, and you can tell he loves the game. So he's a player in what you look for.
In that he was aggressive and competitive, did that include smack talk or no?
A little bit of smack talk. Don't get me wrong. We went at it a couple of times. As you can see on the film, I beat him on a couple of go balls. He had like 3 pass interference calls on me, so I was beating him on a couple of go balls. Just my quarterback couldn't put the ball there. So it was overall a great game between me and him. But yeah, aggressive talk comes with that.
Yeah, because just because some guys are aggressive or competitive doesn't necessarily mean they talk because they could be focused. You know.
Fact.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Danny Gray, we really appreciate you joining us on the Texans Talk podcast, and good luck with this weekend, and hopefully you're a great fit wherever you go. You can come out of the gate in rookie mini camp and just have a successful OTAs and really make an impression with your new club.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.